This one builds.
Oh, okay.
Well, this is building up to something huge, I promise.
Do we wait for it?
Yeah, wait for it.
Okay.
Okay, but stop talking. Stop it! It's building still. Okay. Good morning. How's it going?
What?
Sup? Yep.
That was out of control.
Steve and Mitch.
That really took me back.
Yeah.
I don't know what the heck just happened.
6:11, it is way too early Wednesday.
It is.
For reals.
Nice of you to show up.
Oh, hey. Nice of me to be here.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Glad you're here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I will also be on time today to the sticker stop.
Are you sure?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Sticker stop today at the Lobo Theater.
Yeah, at noon, Richmond and Central, basically.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be out there. Look for the big static van. We're going to have stickers. Yeah.
And Windex.
Yeah.
And paper towels.
Yeah. And then the new issue of the static paper as well.
Oh, yeah. We'll have that, too.
Yeah.
But more importantly, we'll clean your window.
That's true.
So
we really will. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Steve-O.
Hey,
hi there.
Good morning.
Well, it's been a very long minute.
It sure has.
God spoke to my heart this morning and said, you need to call them and give them a little bit of a laugh.
Okay.
So wait, I was wondering, though, about real quick, random question. This drummer dude, he's with this band, I think Sputnik. Now, I don't know when this subject was, so bear with me. Do you know the drummer from Sputnik?
I sure do.
Well, I just wanted to say I'm concerned. And the thing is, see, now, I play a little bit. And the thing is, I was going to make a complaint because maybe it's just me, but I don't think he's doing it right.
Okay.
Well, am I out of order here?
You don't think he's hitting the drums right?
I don't really know. That's just what was on my heart to call and tell you.
Ah. I will make sure I tell that guy. His name
Whatever
is Billiam.
His name.
And
what?
He happens to be our music director.
I don't believe what I'm hearing.
Yeah. Yeah, just
Steve-O, you really know how to yank a chain, Steve-O.
I'm serious. I'm serious. Sputnik's drummer.
You know him for real?
I know him for real.
He totally works here.
I can't believe it. You know, would I be allowed to ever come and down to the station and maybe if I was good, I could meet him?
Maybe. I don't know.
If you were good.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well,
sounds
I hear you having
creepster.
A big... Okay, listen, about this big sticker thing, how can I notify the millions?
Facebook?
I don't know.
I don't know. We're notifying them right now.
Yeah.
Lobo Theater at noon. Sticker stop. Yeah.
I think my scooter will take me that far.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Okay. Next time. We're going to be doing this every single week.
Well, that's good because I don't yet have a place for my new static sticker on my scooter.
Ah, okay. Okay. Right on.
Do you sticker scooters?
We do. We'll sticker whatever. We'll sticker anything.
I like that, Steve-O.
Yeah.
I like that you're always so willing to please the public.
Yeah, I am.
I call him a people pleaser.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Mitch, later we could get together for some codependent talk.
Amazing.
Listen, guys, I'd love to chat. I think I've accomplished my purpose here in God. When he gets up from his nap after this long rendition, he's going to see what I did. And I'm hoping I accomplished what he wanted me to do. But I'm going to maybe plan on seeing you later.
All right.
Okay.
Maybe. I want to say maybe because really I want to be a person of my word, and God's been convicting me on that.
Well, there you go. Thank you for the laugh.
I like you guys a lot.
All right. We like you too. Yep.
Pass that gem on to Billiam.
One way to start a morning.
There you go. Because it's way too early Wednesday.
That's right. It is way too early Wednesday. And so we want to start your morning off right. What do you want to hear other than Thebes?
Yeah. I don't even know. I think we looked this up one time and we don't have...
Zayo?
Do we have that?
We may have some Zayo. Let me see.
I don't think we do. I think we went through this. Oh, we do. We have...
You were saying?
Three songs.
You were saying?
I was saying that one week he requested something, and I thought it was that, and we didn't have it.
Lies of Serpents, Rivers of Tears.
Please, please let's play this.
It's just like the most interesting song title ever.
Well, it's like it goes from something terrifying to something really sad.
Because the lies of the serpents leads to rivers of tears.
Obviously.
Because the serpents lie and say, do this, and then you're an idiot and do it.
Cry.
And they make you cry.
Rivers. Like, that's like Alice in Wonderland status.
Of tears. Why are we so chipper in the 6 o'clock hour?
No, but it's really weird.
Yes!
No!
High five! That's good. It's going to be a good day.
It is.
It is way too early Wednesday, and right now we're going to hit you with some Zayo. Never heard the song, but it was requested by Thebes.
If it sucks, blame Thebes.
There it is. I like that. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Yep, that's one way to do it. Zayo, Lies of Serpents, Rivers of Tears. Good morning.
I want to know what he said in that song.
6:19 now, he said, something else. It was amazing.
I don't think he ever said something else.
He really did.
Okay, because yeah. I didn't hear that.
Yeah, you didn't?
No.
I did. Clearly spoke
what
to me.
What is it?
Lies of Serpents, Rivers of Tears.
Let's do that.
Zayo, and it is way too early Wednesday. We're taking your request now. What do you need to wake up? You can email us, studio@mystaticradio.com. You can also hit us straight up on Facebook.
Or you can call us at 338-3700.
Or you can call us. Thank you. You got to get a chandelier.
What is that?
It's a skit.
Okay.
It's a skit from Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
With, what's that girl's name that was in the Avengers? Scarlett Jo.
Johansson?
ScarJo.
ScarJo?
Yeah, ScarJo. As we like to call her in the biz. Yeah, her name's ScarJo.
So cool.
Yeah, yeah. I'm in the biz.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Totally.
Awesome.
Yep. Showbiz!
Morning, guys.
Morning!
How's it going?
It's going.
Hey, can you guys play some Disciple?
Disciple, what do you want to hear?
Beat Red Wolf.
We can find that.
All right. I'm driving all the way down to Socorro. My day starts at 4 in the morning, man.
Oh, dude.
Boring.
Yeah, that's awful. Big Bad Wolf by Disciple. We will definitely play that because Thebes is going to love that.
Yeah, I think so.
Right on.
There it is. Right on.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Enjoy your drive. So there it is. All right. We got some Disciple. We've got an email for what was that?
POD.
Can accommodate that.
Lost in Forever.
Oh, such a good jam. I kind of want to play something else, though, from the new record.
Oh, okay.
It is amazing.
You got it. And you
I bought it. It's funny because I wanted to support, so I went out to a retail store.
Which is what you have to do?
Well, yeah. I mean, you could buy it online. But I actually asked, you know, hey, what helps the band? You know what I mean?
Right. Like, it's buying the CD.
We love it when people support us, you know? So if you love something, you should support it.
Yeah.
And so, I actually found out, like, okay, what actually helps? Mm-hmm. And these days, not a whole lot of money goes to the band. Do you know only 30% on, like, iTunes? 30% is what the band gets from those sales.
I honestly don't like buying things on iTunes anyway because I like to have a physical CD.
Right, most people do.
So call me
that
old
means,
school.
Check this out, though. That means if they sold 1 million records, the band would recoup 300,000 of that.
It's really sad.
Yeah, because considering how much it costs to make the record these days, how much it, you know.
300,000 of the records.
Yeah.
Times.
So they get, well, they 10 12. Bucks. 10 bucks times 10. A million.
Don't ask. Why are you? No.
For 12, 10 million. Okay, so that's still pretty good. That's like 3 mil.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
It's still.
But that's 1 million copies. Who sells 1 million records these days?
They could
days?
Have three times
Bieber.
That.
Bieber.
And yeah.
Not good bands.
Exactly.
So anyway, so I went out to pick it up yesterday, and I'm walking to the CD aisle where the, you know, like new releases, and this mom goes, if there's only one copy left, you guys are gonna have to fight for it. And this dude was in there, this teenager was in there who was picking up a copy of the new POD as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the new House of Heroes came out yesterday. Poor dudes, like super overshadowed
it was so
because
sad.
New POD came out. Yeah, and so there were plenty, but we started talking about it because they hadn't heard about, you know, the show yesterday and all that had gone on, so...
There you go.
Pointed him to the website. If you missed it yesterday, we had Sonny Sandoval, frontman for POD, on the show talking about the new record and all that that entails. So
ensued on yesterday's show.
It was amazing. So you can check it out at mystaticradio.com. Under the media tab, we have all that. But it is way too early Wednesday.
It is.
And we're going to keep it going. I'm going to get some stuff ready because I really want to hear something from the new POD record other than Lost in Forever.
Okay.
I have it. And it's good. This one for Dude driving to Socorro and Thieves because he loves Disciple.
Yep, I know he does.
It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Wow.
They, you know.
Okay.
Every single time we play that band, he gets sick. Like in the middle of his songs.
Yeah. That's too bad.
That's like, too bad. Why do they let him record if he obviously has the flu? Just give him a few days off so he won't throw up on air. Like.
I have no idea. But that was Sleeping Giant. I love it.
I can't tell the difference because they all throw up in their songs.
Yeah, that one, that band's called Sleeping Giant, which was totally different from Zayo.
The giant was
totally
waking up.
Yes.
And throwing up.
So, yeah.
In our ears.
Yeah. Good morning. It's Timo and Mitch. 6:31 now. Way too early Wednesday. And we want to know what you want to hear. You can send in your request via email at studio@mystaticradio.com. Why am I playing the Foo Fighters?
I don't know.
Sorry. I'm stopping that right now. You can also send in your request through Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Hey!
Aww.
I like Brian. I like what Brian has to
Thanks,
say there.
Brian.
Yeah, that's good.
It's a billion thing.
There you go. But you can get your request in now at facebook.com/mystaticradio or 505-338-3700. Hello?
Hey, if you play something off the new POD record, you should make it West Coast Rocksteady.
Dude, that song is the jam!
I love that one.
I do, too. All right, you know what? Because you requested it, that's what we'll do then.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks, man. Can I just say that that is my favorite record right now?
I've never heard you so excited over a song.
It's a great song!
Okay.
featuring a member of Cypress Hill.
Okay, it's going to be a good song. Okay,
so
I'm excited to hear this.
I'm just telling you right now. So, okay, by request in from the brand new POD record, the record's titled Murdered Love. And if you missed it, we had Sonny on the show yesterday morning talking about it. And you can catch that interview at mystaticradio.com. But here it is, West Coast Rocksteady. Yeah! I'm excited! Static Radio. Cypress Hill, yo. Blindside, Sleepwalking. Good morning.
Speaking of sleepwalking,
yeah.
We will be sleepwalking to the Lobo Theater today.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, you like it?
And I like it. Oh. That's good.
We have our sticker stop today at 12.
Yeah.
So down Lobo Theater with Central and Richmond.
That's right.
We'll be cleaning your windows and putting stickers on your cars.
We really will. We're going to be hanging out from noon to 1. Richmond and Central, look for the big static van. Write it down on your calendar, because it's going to be fun.
Write it down on your calendar?
That's right.
Who That's right. writes stuff down?
My mom sure does.
Okay, well, you should tell her.
I already told her.
Write it down.
She doesn't have time. She's busy.
Oh.
That's cool. Next time.
No, it's fine. It's
I'm
fine.
Sure next time.
Yeah.
I don't even care.
She's gonna come next time.
I don't even care.
Next time is the time.
Stever.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, I missed that. I was writing that down, and I
Oh, okay. Today at noon.
Is your pen working?
Yeah.
You know, why don't you just pencil us in?
Richmond and Central, noon, Lobo Theater. That's where we'll be.
He's gone.
He's gone.
I heard him disappear.
Well, he's got to write. You can't, like, write and listen at the same time.
Oh, of course not.
We're men.
That's why school didn't ever work out.
Yeah, true. However, I've been learning.
Yeah?
I've been reading stuff, and I've been actually... I'm being serious right now. I'm going to get serious for a minute.
I've been learning.
Are you ready for
this?
I've
been reading stuff.
I've been really wanting to find a cohesive, like, new radical way to preach the gospel.
Okay.
So I've been working on my gospel message.
Right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Are you presenting it to me right now?
Yeah, I'm being serious. Can I present it to you?
Yeah.
All right, ready?
You can't mime for Jesus.
What?
You can't mime for Jesus.
What are you talking about? Of course I can.
No.
I've been working on this for like 3 years.
Yeah. Well, you should probably go to a miming school.
Okay, hold on. Ready?
Yeah. Oh, look, you're reading a book and there were birds that flew out of it. And you had holes in your hand and you threw up and you picked it up. You raised it.
No, I died and I raised
it. It looked like you threw up.
This is not working out.
No.
Ah.
You look like you threw up and then tried to raise the throw up
into
the air.
I obviously did not go to mime school.
No.
However, one dude did, and that's exactly what he's doing right now. Detroit, Michigan. Mimes often evoke the image of a, you know, crazy, ooh, look at me, I'm in a box. But James Hayes, 31-year-old founder and chief executive officer of Run the Race Performing Arts Ministry, a business that teaches miming and other forms of artistic expression, says he's been using miming since 1998 to gospel mime.
Okay, so let me ask this. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm.
How does he do altar calls?
You know what, Mitch? How dare you? This is it right here. Exactly. He waves his arm towards you.
Because he wants you to come in his box?
This is terrible radio. Yes, because he wants you to come.
Only I know what you're doing right now.
Okay.
Everybody else just thinks it's dead air.
Well, obviously it's been working for him. He says, I've been gospel miming since 1998. He calls himself, he calls himself the Minister of Mime.
No.
Yeah. The Mimister.
The Mimister.
I like Mimister better.
Yeah.
It's taking gospel music. Okay, there you go.
What?
And bringing it to life through dramatic expression.
That's called dance interpretation.
That's interpretive dance. Yeah. That's not miming. So he can't be called the Minister of Mime if mm-mm. he doesn't even mime. It's something crazy. It's something special. End quote. James Hayes. So this Friday and Saturday, actually, he's offering a 2-day mime workshop. To an estimated 250 mime students.
Wow.
Booyah!
How do you, like, make sure that they're doing, like, oh, you stepped out of your box. What yeah. now? Like, what? How do you do that?
I don't know. Well, he's obviously, in order to...
How do you effectively communicate the gospel
through mime?
Through mime.
I don't know.
That's
so
weird. What is his name?
Dude, but let's be honest. When you step out to reach the lost and present the gospel, you do kind of have to step out of that invisible box. Thank you! It's a little scary. On a real note, it is kind of scary.
It is. Have you ever seen a mime?
Yeah, person? They're terrifying. It's awful.
I've never seen one in person.
You've never seen a mime?
No.
Watch this.
But you're not a mime because you'll talk directly. See, look at you. See?
Kind of a mime.
No, you are not because you can't be quiet for more than 5 seconds.
Do you think when he's trying to present the gospel, people get upset and they're like, mime your own business? Oh!
No.
No? Nothing?
Everyone else says that, but not him.
Static. Hello. Hello.
No!
It was a mime. Maybe he was like...
I get it.
He couldn't
communicate. I'm going to assume that was Thebes.
He couldn't talk.
Yeah.
He was like trying to present his, you know, song request,
yeah,
but he was miming it over the phone.
He was miming.
Yeah, it didn't work out. 505-338-3700. He says, this is interesting. He's trying to prepare people to mime because he says nearly every church he knows has a mime team.
What? Do we have a mime team?
No.
No?
No, my church doesn't have a mime team either.
Neither does mine.
So apparently it's gaining popularity, not only in ministries, but on the streets. So, yeah. Gospel miming. Dude, why do they keep
They're
calling
miming.
And hanging
They're,
up?
This is, seriously, they are miming.
Yeah. See, look, they'll take different concepts from the Word of God and they'll act them out or they'll mime them out. He says, I have a white face. We'll do different performances. And whatever you heard, you see in a different light. No, you did not. You found video? Yeah. Oh, you're the greatest co-host in the universe!
Yeah. Mimes for Christ.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Yeah, he says, using miming people can better convey positive messages to help improve the city of Detroit. Which is cool, because he's taking his gift, his talents, and he's actually using it for good purposes.
Yes, that is awesome.
He heard St. Francis of Assisi's quote, like, preach the gospel at all times and when necessary use words, and took that really seriously.
Literally.
Yeah, it was like, oh, okay.
I can make this to where it's never necessary to use words.
That's I'm going to mime this. Oh, man.
So a lot of interesting things are happening in Detroit.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we found out they're having the Z-World Detroit or the zombie theme park.
Zombie theme park.
Now mimes. Everybody's in
Christ.
Makeup.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I found a video.
Okay.
I don't know if it's the one in Detroit, but it's definitely a video.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, dude. We'll probably have to post that.
Yeah.
Right after we watch it to make sure.
It's okay. Yeah. Right. That's where we're at.
We got to take a quick break, but coming right back, more of Way Too Early Wednesday. We didn't get a chance to play this yesterday, and I really want to play it. Future Forestry has a new record, and we were premiering it for New Music Tuesday. And then Sonny called and took over the show.
Yeah, I know.
By the way, if you missed it, Sonny Sandoval called in yesterday, and it was great.
Yeah, rude.
I loved it.
He just took over.
He just took over New Music Tuesday. But we were okay with that.
Yeah, okay, it was fine.
Yeah. If you missed the interview, you can check it out at mystaticradio.com. Taking a quick break, right back with Future Forestry a day later.
A whole
than
day
we
later.
Promised. Yep. But we're going to play that next.
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good thing.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. It is way too early. And it's Wednesday.
Oh, so that makes it way too early Wednesday.
Hey, look at that.
Three more minutes of it.
I know, right?
No, just kidding. Not three more minutes. A few more. My clock is always off.
So many things to say. But I'm just going to say, what's on Facebook?
I want to hear some Illucent, More Living Sacrifice.
All right.
Did we play Living Sacrifice? I'm saying more. Oh, okay.
Let's see. We've got Living Sacrifice.
And they want to hear.
I feel like we've played a lot of that. Not Living Sacrifice, but, you know.
A lot of people throwing up.
Something like that.
Well, we could just play that.
Yeah, we could. Or we could play Illucent.
We could play Illucent. It's up to you.
Yeah. I'm kind of liking that.
If we're up to you, what would you want to play?
I'd kind of go with Boom. Yeah, see? Look at that. Yeah. You just grabbed the same song I would have grabbed.
See?
I kind of like that one. So we're going to do that. It's Way Too Early Wednesday and 6:55 now, which means we're going to end Way Too Early Wednesday with some hip-hop.
There you go. Some hippity-hop.
Because it doesn't, we never say that it has to be like hardcore, but that just seems to be the overwhelming response. And so we've been playing some pretty crazy hardcore all morning.
Because it's really funny as well.
And I love that Jenny is still listening, even though she'd rather hear some hip-hop. She still bore through it.
Yeah.
Rocked the hardcore. And the miming. What?
Yeah, she...
Oh, what is that?
It's insane. It's bye-bye-bye.
That was
not miming. That was doing the bye-bye-bye dance, which you know.
I do know it.
It's really sad.
Because you literally just hop on your feet and do the Pac-Man.
The Pac-Man?
Yeah, that's Pac-Man.
Okay.
Pac-a-pac-a-pac-a-pac-a. Right?
Or you're saying bye-bye-bye.
Right. Okay. Now I got that.
Let's see,
I just got
Pac-Man
that. Okay. That's good. I was wondering why they were always jumping on their feet and like doing the Pac-Man.
Why were they even dancing? Four out of the five could not dance.
Yeah, truth. Truth.
Okay, I'm going to admit something really fast right before we play this song.
Oh, I don't know that you should. People like you, Mitch.
I know, but this is
like
the
you.
End. This is the end of that. I have VHS tapes still.
You still have it?
I have a VCR.
Wow, I have a bunch of videos to give you.
Oh, that'd be awesome because I've been watching them. And so I found this one that I didn't know what it was. And I popped it in and I had recorded, it was my baby tapes that my mom had of me. I recorded over that NSYNC at Madison Square Garden.
You are kidding me.
The worst kid in the world. And I recorded
over
it. Your
baby tapes?
My baby tapes.
You recorded over your baby tapes? What is wrong with you?
Yeah, I was like, because my parents recorded me like taking a bath when I was like 9 months old. That I don't need to see that. It's
what are
cool.
you talking about? Someday maybe your kids do in 10 years when you have kids.
In 10 years when I have kids.
Yeah, okay. You can't have them now.
Obviously not. I have a job. It's so weird. But yeah, so I watched it and I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That none of them can dance.
Way to go.
So I watched NSYNC at Madison Square Garden from the year 2000.
Your kids are going to come back in time and slap you. So just so you know.
I know.
Yeah. That's awful.
I know.
Oh, your poor mom. She wanted to leave you solid memories, and all you have is Justin Timberlake. Good job.
He was the only good dancer.
Yes, he
out
was.
Out of all of them.
Yeah. No,
so
I feel that.
I just was remembering that.
Nicely done.
Now we have Lucent.
Yeah, there it is. We are leaving Way Too Early Wednesday in the dust with this one right here. And until next week, I mean, we'll be back in like 6 minutes, but Way Too Early Wednesday.
Wednesday won't be back until next week.
No, no.
Early on next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
So.
Early.
Early.
But you know what? Where we will be today actually is the Lobo Theater.
Yeah.
Sticker stop.
We just have decals for you guys.
Yeah.
And we're going to spray your windows with Windex and then wipe them clean. Unless you want to do that yourself. But Steve-O used to detail cars.
I did.
And so.
I'm pretty good at it.
Yeah.
I was like 16.
Clean windows.
So it's been at least 4 years.
So you've been able to. 4 years?
Yeah. At least.
Of course. Only.
So, you know, sticker stop today at noon on the corner of Richmond and Central, basically.
Yeah.
Look for the big static van and, Way Too Early Wednesday. Thanks to everybody who requested stuff this morning. It's been a fun morning.
Yeah.
I think my personal favorite was POD just because that record is rocking my world.
That was a personal favorite because somebody called in and said, let's play POD and you freaked out.
Yep.
And then got your phone.
I was very excited.
Yeah.
Played that one off my phone.
Yeah. Off your phone because it's already on your phone.
It is. It absolutely is.
Well, I'm really happy for you.
Hey, thanks. Hey, if you are a local artist and you would like to get airplay on Static Radio, get over to our website, mystaticradio.com, under the Locals Rules section. That's how...
There's stuff happening. There's a double left lane closure, Wyoming, at Paseo. There's also road construction right lane closed, Lomas between San Pedro and Louisiana, as well as the normal construction on I-40 between Unser and Coors. I hear there's more, but I really don't know what to tell you about that.
You hear?
I hear there's more, but okay. That's not what it's telling me on here. There's more construction work, San Antonio at Wyoming. And for right now, that's your look at traffic.
Traffic sponsored by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Phone number 338-3669. But don't call them right now.
Because
we are.
Busy.
How's traffic in
Hello, you reached Calvary Student Ministries and the desk of Danica.
That's not.
You just called Danica.
I did call Danica.
Okay, wrong.
Trying to do the right thing.
What did you just call?
I don't know.
There,
fine. Solomon's Porch, this is Ian.
Yay! Hello, Ian.
Steve-O and Mitch, now with 50% more estrogen.
Yoo-hoo, sleepyhead. Wakey, wakey, buzzy, blinky. Wake up! Wake up!
Mornings on Static Radio.
You have too much estrogen in the morning.
Stop it! It's not my fault! I was raised by a single mom!
That's it, then.
That's it.
Obviously.
Oh, man. Good morning. Welcome to the show. 7:31 now. Happy Wednesday to you. Don't forget, being that it's Wednesday... Another sticker stop today. We will be out at Richmond and Central, Nob Hill area.
Yep.
Out by the Lobo Theater. You just search for the static van. You can't miss it.
Yeah, it says static on the side. And
unless you're parked on the right-hand side, in which case it says K and KT.
Oh, yeah. We have to park on the right.
So you can't miss the left side of it.
Yeah.
You can't miss it.
Because the right side is completely different.
Completely different. But that's still us.
Yeah, it is. It's just a little bit more shocking.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, we'll be out there hanging out, and we've got our trusty cell phones so that we can call in and talk to Celeste, who's filling in for Adri while she's on vacation.
Yep.
And, yeah, we got decals, we've got the static paper, we may have some CDs, some comic books.
Something
to give away.
Yeah.
So make it worth your while to come down and get a decal put on your car, and maybe we'll hook you up with something.
Yeah.
You never know.
Never know.
I'm saying maybe because we're really not going to. We just want people to go down there.
Just to see what happens.
I'm just kidding.
Give us a call and tell us how it goes.
It's going down today at noon. Richmond and Central.
There you go. It's going to happen.
Put it in your phone.
Don't, or pencil us in. You can pencil us in if you want.
No, I said write it on your calendar earlier and
I know.
Gave me.
Yeah, because who writes it in their calendar?
Steve Ryman does.
Steve Ryman does.
That's
okay.
Right.
Well, I don't.
I'm trying to learn to write things down. I don't. I'm going to my phone now at least and putting them in a calendar.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Because that works now.
Because you're typing it in.
But then I never ever go back to check my calendar unless I'm putting something else in.
An alert.
Oh, crap. I have three things that day already. I don't set alerts. I don't know how to do that.
Okay.
You had to help me set up a signature for my email.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, I did. Wow. Come on.
I don't ever use this stuff. Ever.
Do you feel like you're a patient guy? Like
yeah.
More patient than...
Dude, I worked at Apple helping people with broken phones. Are you kidding me?
And you never got frustrated?
Nah.
But do you think you're more patient than your wife, or just women in general? Go ahead.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, I do.
That's funny, because I'm reading an article that says men think they're more patient than women, but they're not.
Yes, we are!
Really?
I'm way more patient.
I don't know, that's funny. Because I read this, it says, in a new survey, about 3/4 of people say they're patient. And men are more likely to say that they're more patient than women.
I am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, even though the examples from the survey suggest that's not true, the average woman is willing to wait for 5 to 10 minutes in line, and the average man will only wait half of that.
That's lame. That's a lie.
Okay. Men are twice as likely to use a valet instead of driving around looking for parking.
Oh, no, I usually will park in the back because it's exercise walking in and you don't waste 8 minutes in a parking lot looking for a parking spot.
Okay.
Because everybody's always trying to get that front parking spot.
Okay.
Just park in the back of the lot and walk.
But
saves you time.
It saves you time.
Uh-huh.
Unless you're not counting that, if you're not counting the time that it takes to walk
Mitch,
all the way
I'm
to
so
the
patient. So patient.
Okay, so according to the survey,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't know. What do you do that makes you patient?
I have you as a co-host.
It's messed up.
You know absolutely nothing in radio, and every single day I'm like, hey.
That's so funny, because that is not what happens.
That is so what happens.
Okay, what happens?
When was the last time I yelled at you for not knowing how to do anything?
Never.
Exactly, because I'm so patient with you, even though you know nothing!
come on, Steamer. All I know is that that's not true.
Uh-huh.
Because whenever I say, hey, teach me this, you say, oh, well, that's that. And then I say, what is that? And then you just look at me.
That's because I teach you something and I expect you to understand it. And when you don't, I may lose patience.
And you're not-
I still have it. I just lose it. You force me to lose patience.
Oh, so it's my fault.
Yes.
So you are more patient.
Yes, I am.
That's funny.
It's just ebbed away and taken away when people don't know how to do things after 7 seconds of teaching them.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
When you tell me that this needs to happen, but I don't know why, and really?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
I just assume.
It's on a need to know.
Exactly.
It's a need to know?
Need to know basis.
Okay.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Because I need to know everything.
You That's do.
Need yeah. to know. Yeah. See? Need to know. Oh, he's over there shaking his head. No. And you're saying, yep, that's right.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Why not?
But how do you feel about lines? Like standing in line?
I'm totally cool.
Standing in line?
Absolutely.
Forever?
No.
Depends
See?
On the company.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree 150% with Steve.
Grocery store.
Totally cool.
What about?
I'm not the one that I won't like. If there's a line, I'm walking down right, and there's 6 people in this line, and then there's like 4 people in the line, 3 aisles down. You know what I mean? Like 3 tellers down. I'll just stay in this line because I don't care.
That's not
too much walking.
That's not. Oh, okay.
Maybe it's laziness, not patience.
But you'll park at the back of the parking lot
yeah.
to get exercise you know. In on the way to the store. You're not being consistent right now.
You know what? You're right. Because here's the thing. I am absolutely super patient when I'm at the grocery store by myself needing to pick something up and I'm in line and whatever. And I'm
But
like,
what about grocery shopping?
Right. But if I'm grocery shopping with my children and they're making me crazy, no.
See, that's funny because your wife would have to go to the grocery store with your children and they are, if they're going to be crazy, then she has to be patient with them.
Mm-hmm.
But you would freak out?
Mm.
Like, they just want to go to the toy aisle?
Let's find out.
Okay.
Let's go to the source.
Okay.
I think I'm very patient.
Okay.
Oh, dude. I embody patience.
Yeah, except when you're at the store.
The embodiment of patience.
Because when you lose your patience, that doesn't mean that you still have it. It means that you didn't have the patience for it.
Yeah. Well, if I have no patience, that means I must not be a very good doctor. Hello!
Oh.
Hi, this is
Christy. Don't mind. She didn't answer.
No.
Come on, answer the phone. I mean, I'm just kidding.
And that proves our point. Next.
Yeah, I don't know. I would like to think I have more patience, but if I'm being totally honest, I can't grocery shop with my family because I go crazy.
What happens?
Okay. Here's the thing. When you go to the grocery store, you should have a list. You should know what you need to get, and then you get those things, and then you go check out. I don't want to go down every single aisle.
You have to go down every aisle to make sure you have everything.
But
a meal.
If you make a list before you go to the grocery store, then you don't have to deal with that. And everything's taken care of, and it saves you time.
No, because what if you needed cornstarch, and you didn't realize that you didn't have the cornstarch, but when you went down the aisle, you're like, oh, good, I'm glad I'm here because I totally needed cornstarch.
Oh, dude, so 47 minutes later, you're still walking through all the aisles at the grocery store. 12 minutes tops for me.
Yeah.
You're in there, you get what you need, you're gone. That's good. I don't think that's patience. That's just efficiency.
Okay.
Yeah. Static.
Shello. Hey, definitely got to make a list. Because if you don't, dude, what happens with me and my wife is we end up going over budget like $60-$70.
That's because you usually go when you're hungry. And so then you need everything because you're like, oh, when's the last
amazing.
Time I got a box of Twinkies? I didn't need a $7 box of Twinkies, but they look delicious.
But I mean, In and Out, like me, I like going In and Out. I don't like
looking
around and forget. Yeah.
See, I can make a list, but I also need to go up and down every aisle.
Yeah.
No, see, that's where you get your husband upset.
Yep.
Or they just lose patience. Maybe my husband needs to have more patience.
I think
Or maybe you go by yourself a lot.
No. For right now, that's our thing. Like, we don't have kids, so we both go together.
Yeah.
And, you know, my husband's the type of person, when he needs out of the store, he needs to leave now.
Right.
It's like,
Chrissy hates going grocery shopping with me. She refuses to. And it's usually because she feels rushed, she says, grocery shopping.
Rushed.
I'm like, rushed? What are you talking? Well, it's like we're meeting old friends. Like, you want to hang out here? Let's go. It's a grocery store. What is wrong with you?
I love you guys, man. Make a
love you too, bro. All right. I love it. I agree. You got to make a list.
Okay.
Of course, we talk about having patience. I'm going to make this phone call again because I just got a text. So.
Okay.
It depends on where you're at. And I'm going to
bust. What if you're at Hastings?
I'm going to bust said. Exactly. I'm going to bust said wife about this because it's true.
Okay. Oh.
Because see?
Mm-mm.
It's. I don't agree that.
Hello.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Hey, let's just cut to the chase, my love. Who's more patient?
You are.
Am I?
You are.
I am.
You are?
Ha!
How so?
Ha!
Okay.
Because I have. Yeah, I'm not a patient person.
See?
But I did inherit my patience from my father.
Yeah, so. Dude. Yeah.
So when
Truth.
Things need to be done.
Dude.
It's
yeah.
done.
She gets things done. However, grocery shopping, we don't grocery shop together. Why, honey? Why don't we grocery shop?
Because if Steve comes with me, we come home with all sorts of unnecessary items.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
right,
whoa.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Look, honey, I found Spider-Man cereal. Look, honey, here's the special edition Green Lantern gummies. Look, honey, Captain America, Debbie... snack cakes.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That is so not true.
Yes, it is.
That
may be true.
That's probably true.
That may be true.
And...
but come on, who doesn't want Spider-Man goldfish? I mean, let's be honest.
Spider-Man goldfish. And she has the patience to allow you to put that in the car and then buy it.
That's true.
That's good.
True.
I think that that's a great exercising.
But I could spend like 7 hours at the place that has buys that are the best. You know what I mean?
I think that's like just called being selfish.
In an electronic
that's
or that's
I have indecision.
This is also true because usually I'll have seven things in my hand and I need her to help me make the decision.
And he always walks out with none of them.
Yes, this is true. This is just true. We were just there this weekend, actually.
So you're not an enabler either. You don't really...
No, she doesn't help me in any way, shape, or form, even though the Bible says that you're my helper. I'm like,
every
honey.
Time we go to Best Buy, I try to talk them into buying a new refrigerator.
Yeah, she does. And I'm like, no,
do
that's
you
not
need
what
a new refrigerator for?
That's
yeah.
not what we were there for.
And what were you there for? Because you didn't get it.
No, we were there for Fallout New Vegas or Battlefield 3, I think is
and
what it was.
What did you get?
I think I ended up with... Fallout New Vegas.
You don't remember it because you didn't play it?
We had to go back twice this weekend.
Oh my gosh.
I kid you not.
So wait a second. Wait a second. Because you just complained about how you had to go back like three times for the drapes.
Yeah.
And you had to go back how many times for a video game?
Wow. I don't like it when you guys hang out.
Are you kidding me right now?
Touché.
At least the drapes, I would notice.
That's practical, right?
Oh wow, you got Fallout whatever? So cool. How long did it take you to make that decision?
Right. So I'm going to let my wife go now because I don't want you guys talking ever again. I love you, honey.
Love you, too.
I love right. you.
I love you, Michelle.
I've always wanted to say that to her.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, man. You guys aren't allowed to talk anymore.
This is about patience, but now we're just counseling you.
Yeah.
This is about you.
It's true, though. I really did have to go back like three times. Because the first time I didn't buy a game, because I couldn't make a decision. And it's so hard, because they're so expensive.
You think once you've bought it, that's your decision.
Well,
but
yeah,
no,
you think.
Apparently you took it back.
No, I just...
No.
You never... Mm-mm. You don't know.
Just
don't.
Play it. You can get the next game later.
They're like $60, dude. I'm not wasting another $60 on a game.
Sell it.
Yeah.
There's the Bay of the E.
No, because you usually get like less than half of what it's worth.
That's okay.
Oh, it's so not okay.
If you've played it, whatever.
Oh, wow.
See?
The worst. The worst!
You're the one who comes home with green light and lantern snacks, so whatever.
But they're shaped like the Green Lantern symbol.
And you eat them and they're gone forever.
Yeah.
Forever.
True. And they don't taste any different, actually.
No.
I've come to learn.
Yeah, no.
However, the Spider-Man cereal, it's amazing.
Does it taste like cereal?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it tastes like Frankenberry, to be honest.
Okay.
Ah.
So.
See?
That's not
little
Spider-Man.
Little webs, little like strawberry webs and then marshmallows.
Gross.
It's pretty amazing.
Ugh, I hate the marshmallows.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
We gotta take a quick break.
I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done.
You're like mad at me. It's not my fault.
Because we just had a full conversation about drapes the other day. And how you were so annoyed that you had to go back for them.
Yeah, yeah.
All the while, you hypocrite.
Yeah, truth. It's truth. Kidding. There's the video game speck in my eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. My bad.
Lodged into your
my
eye.
My bad. Hey, at least I'm man enough to admit that I was wrong. I was wrong.
Not until you were caught.
Yeah. Touché. Touché. Coming right back, we got some Micah Talks for you. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Oh,
there's construction work, San Antonio at Wyoming, as well as double left lane closure, Wyoming at Paseo. There's road construction right lane closed, Lomas between San Pedro and Louisiana. And there's also median work if you want to drive in the median or are you planning on it. Today is not the day because it's at Central between Eubank and Elizabeth, as well as the normal construction on I-40 between Unser and Coors. And that's your look at traffic.
There goes my plans for
know,
the day.
I know.
I was totally planning on driving on the median.
That's why I mentioned that one because it's really important to not do that.
Yeah. Traffic seems clear in the Knob Hill area, and that's good news for us.
Yeah. Not there's traffic, but it's not like... stop traffic and people aren't
that's
working
good.
Medians and I don't
that's
see
good.
Any orange barrels. So
no construction in that area.
Not around Central and Richmond.
Yeah, which is good. Central and Richmond today at noon. The sticker stop. We'll be out there in front of the Lobo Theater with the static van. And we'll have static decals and static papers and some t-shirts. And we're going to be giving away some cool stuff today.
Yeah.
Hanging out at noon, you and me.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fun.
It's gonna
I'm
be,
excited.
No, me too.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be fantastic.
I was kind of hoping it would rain today, but...
Why would you hope that?
Well, because I like the rain.
We'd have to... Oh, well, I guess we can stand underneath the... what's it? Marquee at the Lobo Theater.
How so it'd be cool nice and, would that be?
Okay. Pray for rain.
It's not going to happen.
PFR, bro.
PFR?
Yeah, it's a
Pray for
old,
rain.
Yeah, my mom loved them. They were called
That was
PFR.
A band?
That was a band.
Oh,
I
no.
am hoping and praying we don't have any PFR. We do! Probably from years back. I couldn't even tell you a single song they play.
Don't worry. We have about 12 of them.
Yeah. PFR, Pray for Rain.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really what it stands for?
Yeah, Pray for Rain.
I've just learned so much.
Yeah. That was like before LOL. They're like kicking it old school. I think they started all
this
that.
This was the before PTL.
Dude, 1993, that song.
That hurts. I was 5.
Yeah, see, I'm telling you. My mom was like, what? All up in the PFR. That means house.
Oh.
Yeah.
It sounded like a cat meowing.
Yeah. No, the heow.
The heow?
Yeah, the house.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm from Detroit.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we've been talking about Detroit so much today.
I know, right?
And yesterday.
I love it because we were talking earlier about the
Mime
Ministry in Detroit. A lot going on in Detroit right now.
Yeah.
So, anyways, speaking of, not of Detroit, actually.
Speaking of
when I think of good music, I think of Detroit.
Right?
Kid Rock.
Eminem.
Kiss.
I'm out now. Yeah. I just saw 8 Mile, so... I just know it's there.
Well, yesterday I went and actually purchased the new POD record.
Right.
It came out, and I'm like, I'm going to support my friends. Mm-hmm. And New House of Heroes record came out, so I was like, got to buy these records.
Right.
But nowadays, most people just rip music online or...
Messed up.
Yeah. Right?
Messed up.
Not cool, because one, it's illegal.
Yeah.
And two, if you love something, support it.
Let it go. Oh, wait, no.
No,
just kidding.
No, support it. Don't let it go. You hold on to it and give it money.
Okay.
That's what it really should say.
That's what the new Bieber song says.
What? If you love something, give it money?
No.
Okay, good.
It's going to spend money on you. Even the old one says that.
I'm kind of thinking that may not be the way to go.
Okay.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Never mind.
All that to say, mystaticradio.com, if you love us, give us money.
Give us money. There's that donate button.
We are a listener-supported station. We're non-com, and so we could always use your support. But anyways, nowadays it seems like people are ripping music off. Nobody's wanting to support the people they loves, except for maybe the Biebs.
Really?
He always gets support and love.
Well, and he totally... I may or may not follow him on Twitter, and he totally pushes it, though. He's like, hey, go buy my album. In fact, buy it for someone else as well. Gift it. And mm-hmm. people totally do.
Yeah.
Like, he was up on the top of the charts so fast, on iTunes at least.
I like, speaking of on the charts, on the alternative charts on iTunes, I was looking, and in the top 10, House of Heroes.
That's cool.
For a top
10. That just came out yesterday.
Right underneath Mumford & Sons. So it's like, I love seeing that.
Yeah, that's great.
It was good. Static.
Hey, Steve-O, what's going on?
What up?
Hey, this is Brian from Grants, man.
How you doing, man?
Doing good. I just had to share with you, we had the rain of all rains last night.
Nice.
Here in Grants. The road to my work is washed out.
No way.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you did say Grants, New Mexico, so. Now, so you guys have 3 left.
3 roads.
Yeah. 3 roads left.
No, there's, it's crazy. There's roads closed all over it, still flooded, and it's
so you didn't get to go to work today?
I don't know. I'm waiting on my boss. I can't get a hold of him, so I don't even know if he came down from his house.
Wow. Dude, that's pretty crazy. That is pretty crazy.
We didn't
if I don't get
rain.
To go to work today, I will be calling you guys frequently.
Oh, sweet.
That works.
That'll be good.
I just thought I would share that with you guys, change the topic a little bit, let you know what's going on over here.
Nice. Thank you for trying to change the topic. So I'm going to change it back. Talking about music and, supporting bands that you love, there's a new way, apparently, to listen and support your artist at the same time.
Okay.
Apparently, newly created play button gadgets. They're basically, like buttons, pens.
Yeah.
Like, hey, vote for whoever.
So-and-so.
Or, yeah. Apparently, the new play button gadget is an MP3 player in button form that allows you to plug in your headphones to the button and listen to the entire album or mixtape of your favorite artists.
That's cool. A mixtape? A mix button?
Right?
That is so cool. I want to do that. I don't want to buy the album on the. I just want a mix button.
A mix button?
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of like niche things, and you know, because of course nowadays with the iPod, with the whatever, there's a thousand different ways to listen to music.
Yeah.
I actually dig this one.
Yeah.
Because you can rock your little pin, you know.
We could have static buttons playing a few of our songs.
You are the smartest person in the universe.
Alive.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Incredible idea.
Yeah.
I love that.
That is so cool.
The idea behind it is they wanted to bring back a physical piece of music to the digital space because I think you and I are a rare breed in that we still like
CDs.
The actual CD. I love going through the little album art
yeah,
and all that.
Yeah, me too.
I dig that.
It's so cool.
But nowadays, most people just get it online because they don't want to have to deal with it.
But that stresses me out.
Why?
Because what if something breaks and what if iTunes crashes? Like bad things happen. At least you have your CD.
Well, yeah, but what if you leave your CD in the car and it melts because it's like 1,000 degrees here?
It's never happened to me.
Really?
Yeah.
You've never had a CD warp or melt
no.
on you?
Nope.
Guess, no.
I have a lot of CDs too.
Yeah. That one time I traveled to the sun. It was really damaging on my CD collection.
Yeah.
So, yeah. New play buttons right now. Unfortunately, it's like the Gaga.
Okay.
The Double X.
Okay.
Florence and the Machine.
Okay.
Some Biebs.
Okay. I can deal with that one.
Okay.
Why not?
But the button's front design has the artist's album cover on it and comes in a box with like a USB cable to charge to your computer. But basically, it's going to hold music for you in button form.
I wonder how long it will stay alive, like the battery.
Yeah, I have no idea. The limited buttons, I guess they... It can be bought in stores already, but I don't know. It's kind of a cool idea. Yeah, it doesn't say on here. It doesn't say on the story. Good morning.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. It's 8:10 on your Wednesday, and I'm excited.
Are you?
I am.
Why are you excited?
I don't know.
Because it's 8:10?
Sure.
And it's Wednesday?
And we've had our coffee.
Yes.
So we're alert.
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay.
And? We have a very special guest in studio.
Do we now?
Yeah, joining us right now in studio, Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
It's really hot outside.
Yes.
It's crazy right now.
It's also raining outside.
Yeah, the weather is not awesome.
Not now, but
yeah,
it has been.
Oh, it's monsoon season.
Rain? We just said pray for rain.
No.
You going to be okay there, Mitch?
I just got really... You going to be okay there, Mitch?
So the weather's been crazy. What's it been like at the rescue mission as of late?
You know, with the monsoon season coming, we have a lot of folks trying to get shelter. It's no fun to get wet and then have to spend the night wet.
Right. Yeah. So, and right now, there are other places. There are other shelters. I think of, a few places off the top of my head. But for the most part, unlike the winter, because the winter, you know, there's the winter shelter. Mm-hmm. There isn't a lot of places for people to go in this time. And the homeless situation doesn't change season to season in a sense of the numbers, you know, decreasing a whole lot.
They're still homeless.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, man, what can we do right now to help? What is the big need right now for you guys?
We really need food.
Okay.
Always need food. And clothes, donations of clothes. So go through your closets. And one of the things we really need now for the next couple weeks are school supplies.
Yes.
We're trying to fill 500 backpacks with school supplies so that we can give to the homeless children. Now, that's just a drop in the bucket because there's 6,000 to 7,000 homeless students in APS. But
man,
if we can get at least 500 backpacks out there, we have the backpacks.
Mm-hmm.
We need the pencils, the crayons, the watercolor, rulers.
Yeah.
Whatever goes into the backpacks, that's what we need. So if you're out there picking up your kids' school supplies, if you could pick up an extra set and just bring them by the station or bring them by Albuquerque Rescue Mission, we would be so indebted to you.
Yeah, and I was at APS's website, aps.edu, and they have, if you don't have kids, because for those that don't have kids, they have lists that you can print off there mm-hmm. of school supplies necessary for students. And so grab one of those lists online and head out to wherever and grab some school supplies, because you can double up. That's the way I think of it. You know, for our kids, you just double up on the school supplies that you have to get for your kids. Just buy two of each, and then you know, that can go to the Albuquerque Rescue Mission.
Yeah.
You know? And so that's a great way to help out right now, because you know, a lot of times when you look at the homeless situation and you look at people that are displaced and people don't have homes, and you see the guy in the corner with the sign, not often do we think, oh man, I really got to help this guy, and wonder what happened, and what did he do? And unfortunately, cynically, a lot of us say, the guy, you know, I'm not going to give him money. He must be on drugs or alcohol or whatever it is. But when you think about children, the children didn't necessarily do anything to put themselves in a homeless situation.
Mm-hmm.
And so more than anything, that's what breaks my heart. As a father of a 6 and an 8-year-old, I can't even fathom children living on the street. And yet, as you said, you know, the APS count is between 6,000 and 7,000 homeless children who did not ask for that, who
right.
didn't, you know, do anything, quote unquote, to deserve that.
Yeah.
And so I'm stoked that you guys are doing this
thank you.
Backpack drive, I guess, if you
mm-hmm.
want to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, school supplies. That's what we need right now for the Albuquerque Rescue Mission. And you can drop them off at the Albuquerque Rescue Mission. All the details, abqrescue.org. Did you post that?
Yes.
All right, abqrescue.org. You can go straight to our Facebook page if you're if you like us on Facebook already. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. And, yeah, check that out, because I'll tell you what. You need to get involved. 346-HOPE is the phone number, and this back-to-school drive basically for these homeless children who really need hope. And it'd be great for these kids to receive that backpack, whether it's crayons or pencils or whatever it is. You know, receiving something like that to a child, that's hope. And that's a reminder, and that's something that these kids will never ever forget, and that's one more way we can share the love of Christ is by helping these kids, because they need it. And man, I just, yeah, I get stoked. I'm glad you guys are doing what you're doing.
Oh,
I'm so
you.
Thankful. So yeah, abqrescue.org for the details on that. And the deadline is when?
20th of July.
Okay. So
that's coming up.
That is coming up. Yeah,
yeah.
You got 9 days. It's a week from Friday is the deadline. So get your school supplies in now to the rescue mission. And as Teresa said, we're a drop point.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can drop them here and we'll get them to you.
Yep.
So, and in fact, we're going to be out broadcasting live from noon to one,
yes.
me and Mitch, hanging out in front of the Lobo Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if you're listening now and you have time, go get the school supplies and come see us today at noon. We'll have some cool stuff to give away. And
right. We're going to have some stuff to give away, but also you can drop off the stuff there if you
had
any school supplies or food and clothes.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. That would be great. And so we'll be out there on Richmond and Central from noon to one today in front of the Lobo Theater, just hanging out, stickering up your cars with the new static decal. And what a great way to respond by getting school supplies and, you know, helping out a great ministry. So,
oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for coming in, and thank you for, man, this is big.
You guys are great.
So,
you guys are great. Thank you.
The goal is 500 backpacks to homeless children, and as you said, 6,000 to 7,000 in the APS system alone right now. And wow, man, to double that would be something huge. I'd love to see it fulfilled. So.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, so there it is. abqrescue.org or facebook.com/mystaticradio for all the details.
Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa.
All right, you
all
guys
right.
have a great week.
You too.
Thanks.
It is mid-July. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe the 20th is a week from Friday.
I know.
Ha!
It means they're going to be a year older pretty soon.
Stop it!
And
I know.
It's kind of depressing.
Yeah, I keep forgetting. That's actually happening like...
pretty soon.
Less than a week.
Yeah.
All right. I still have to figure that whole thing out.
Do you?
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. People keep asking what I'm doing. I don't know.
Nah.
I don't know.
Gonna go home.
You know, you get to a certain age, you just don't care anymore. Actually, no, you secretly do care and hope that other people care enough to do things for you. So.
That's funny.
Yeah. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio for all the details. And right now, some 21 Pilots. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Good morning.
This is a good conversation.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Welcome to Steve-O and Mitch.
Hello.
Also Static Radio.
Yes, 8:27 a.m.
on Wednesday.
Just in case you're wondering.
And being that it's Wednesday, we got another sticker stop today. You can join me and Mitch out at the Lobo Theater.
Yeah.
Out front. Richmond and Central.
Mm-hmm.
I may or may not be wandering across the street from time to time.
I know. So I'm worried about. I'm worried about. Hey, if you want to protect me while Steve-O's
I will be
gone.
There. I'll be there. I will be hanging out the entire hour.
Okay.
Not going anywhere.
Just be miming yourself across the street.
Yes, dude. Miming my own business. But I will be out front of the Lobo Theater at noon today.
Yep.
Hanging out, throwing decals on your car, and we've got a box of CDs.
Yes.
So we're going to be giving away CDs, but here's the catch.
CDs and a few shirts and stickers, yeah. I saw.
We just had Teresa in from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission, and they're trying to fill 500 backpacks for the homeless children in Albuquerque, mm-hmm. which, as she said, there's about 7,000 homeless children in the APS system.
So that's not even a little
chip. However, man, to get 500 backpacks filled to children, how incredible would that be just to share love and say, hey, man, there's hope.
Yeah.
You know, your situation sucks, but here's some hope.
Yep.
Here's something cool. And I'll tell you what, man, to see a child's face light up like that.
Amazing.
Over a packet of crayons is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And you never know what that may do.
And that helps out the parents so much, too.
Absolutely.
Who are stressing out because they can't get this stuff for their kids.
Yeah. And so, man, parents, if you have kiddos who have school supplies, just double up on the school supplies when you purchase the ones for your kids, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, they're due July 20th is the deadline to fill up these backpacks, so... Yeah. Come on down today. We'll be broadcasting live out front of the Lobo Theater.
Central and Richmond.
That's right. From noon to 1. And I like this. We're about to talk about this. In fact, let's just go.
Okay.
You found the story and it's just hilarious.
Found the story and, you know, you hear those people drive next to you or even drive past your house and you feel like your whole body just vibrate. You're like, oh my gosh, my sternum.
Yeah.
Well, you don't even really hear that. Yeah, you just that boom, boom,
boom. Yeah, what's up? Yeah.
And then it starts off with something crazy, and you're like, dude, tell that guy that his bass is up way too loud.
Yeah, cruising down the street, y'all, hitting up some LL Cool J.
And then you're like, turn it off.
What?
But they can't.
I can't hear you.
They
I'm
can't
sorry.
Hear you. Right.
The LL is too loud. Know what I'm saying, yo? What and if then, I really talked like that?
You wouldn't be sitting in that seat.
Why not?
Because it's so weird.
I'm going to do the whole rest of the break like LL Cool J. What?
But you have to be...
I'm going to be your hype man for this break.
I don't think I can deal with this. I'm more distracted.
Distracted!
Oh my gosh.
Okay, I'll stop.
So, they set off car alarms and stuff.
Yeah.
It's really annoying.
It's annoying.
Read this article about a guy who... doesn't look how I expected him to look. He's like an older man. He's probably in his 50s or 60s, I assume. I'm assuming.
Yeah.
He has been sentenced to play I'm a Little Teapot for 45 days in his car, blasting it.
Now, like, here's the funny thing. You said like 50s?
Yeah.
If you read the story, he's actually
89
years old.
He does not look 89.
89-year-old dude.
That dude does not look 89.
With like... rolling on 20s with the biggest stereo system you've ever, like the sound system you've ever seen in your life.
I've never, oh my gosh, he's 89, he's almost 90. Maybe he should just have his license taken away.
Well, obviously he can still cruise and rock it, you know what I'm saying? He rocks it like a champ.
Yeah. I feel like if he's that old, then he definitely fought for his opportunity to cruise on 20s in a couple wars.
This is true.
So true.
This is a very, very true. So anyways.
So he's been breaking the rules for many, many years, breaking the noise ordinance.
Yeah.
And, like, literally, he will drive around and set off car alarms throughout the neighborhoods. So he's just driving the hood.
What's up?
And setting off car alarms. And people are mad. And finally, the judge was like, you know what? You've been doing this a lot. And so here's what's happening now. Like, they've made him do some pretty stupid things before, which I will talk to you about once I find them in the article. And so... But right now, you know, 45 days, I'm a little teapot. And he's kind of a...
He has to blare it he has for to, 45 days
he has
straight.
To blare it, but he has a pretty good attitude about it. He says there was one bright spot. I had every three-year-old within a five-mile radius jamming along to the teapot song. They were waving their little hands in the air like they just didn't care.
See, that's cool that he's got a good attitude about it, but the question is that really like a fair punishment?
Is it?
I don't know.
That's kind of like the old kid smoking cigarettes, so you make them smoke the whole pack
right,
kind of discipline,
right,
which
yeah.
just ends up getting them addicted to cigarettes.
Yeah.
He's going to be blasting teapot for the rest of his
Yeah, well, because it doesn't take care of anything. It's like, you broke the law by playing music really loudly, so now we're going to make you play music really loudly.
If I heard teapot blasting outside my house, I'd probably be more annoyed than the
like,
bass.
Why not? Yeah. Why not like Cotton Eye Joe? Like that one's annoying on repeat.
Yeah, with I'm a Little Teapot blaring, I'd probably just run out in the front yard with a bunch of ones thinking it was the ice cream man. Oh, it's not the ice cream man? What is wrong with you?
I'm so angry.
Yeah.
But I have a quote from the judge. He says, "You've come before this court many times over the years, Mr. Storch. In the past, I've fined you, sentenced you to community service, and at one point even forced you to watch the fourth hour of the Today Show."
Wow, that is hilarious.
"Since none of those punishments have done anything to curb your behavior, I've decided to get medieval on your butt. If you had one, it would be, yeah."
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
So
this judge sounds interesting.
Yeah. The fourth hour of the Today Show.
Yeah. Some random punishments.
I think we need more judges
like
this.
Him, yeah. We don't need Judge Judy. We need this guy.
Right? 338-3700, the phone number. Does the punishment fit the crime? Is this fair? Basically, he's got to blast I'm a Little Teapot for 45 days straight. But I feel like, I mean, he's still blasting music really loudly, and it doesn't really change anything, right?
Yeah, it's more of a punishment to everyone around him.
Right.
I wonder how they like regulate this. Is there like a radio made breathalyzer or something they can install in the car
that makes sure that you're actually blaring I'm a Little Teapot?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be
I
so
love
great.
How the bailiff actually, like when he was sentenced to this, the bailiff hooked him up with a CD containing how many different versions of I'm a Little Teapot? Like 37 or something crazy
like that? Yeah, 37 versions.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's not as bad if you got different versions.
You got different versions?
Oh, yeah, no big deal. They all just say the same thing.
The worry here is I remember a story recently where they found out about Guantanamo Bay detainees, you know, like terrorists,
yeah.
and how they would torture them by playing the Barney theme song and all of these different
awful.
Things. That's basically what they're doing.
But he has to be in his car.
Our government tortured terrorists with songs like this, and now a judge is ordering a dude to play I'm a Little Teapot for 45 days straight.
So this is a weird story, right?
Yeah.
It gets a little bit weirder.
Oh, sweet.
I have another quote. It says, "I think it's kind of sweet, really," said Storch's girlfriend of 27 minutes.
What? What? That's what the story says?
Yeah, yeah. They've been dating for 27 minutes, and she thinks it's kind of sweet, really. She says, "I've dated many a rapper in my day, and they all cite I'm a Little Teapot as the joint that got them started in hip-hop. 57 was weaving teapot into his rhymes when he was still 16 cent. These are quotes from the story. Story is up at facebook.com/mystaticradio. We'd also like to know what you think about this.
Well, it's good to know for parents out there that the teapot song is the gateway song.
Yeah. It's the gateway. So, yeah, careful with that one.
Gateway to Fitty.
Yeah, gateway to Fitty.
Nicely done. Nicely done.
And we all know what happened to Fitty, or we don't.
Yeah. Does the punishment fit the crime? We want to know. facebook.com/mystaticradio. Local man was sentenced to play I'm a Little Teapot out of his speakers for 45 days for continually breaking the noise ordinance. And I love it. It's called a misdemeanor noise pollution.
Yeah.
Was what he got cited
noise
for.
Noise pollution.
Yeah. I wonder what he was blaring beforehand.
Oh, you know, he was just blaring Kenny Chesney, Eddie Rabbit.
Eddie Rabbit? I love raining dead. My mom would have blared that too. She should have gotten cited many, many a times.
He said, "I enjoy a good sound system in the car. Nothing like a little Bobby Womack on a Saturday night. Sookie, sookie now." I might be saying something really, really bad. I don't know.
End quote.
End quote. You know, I don't know what that means, so I might be saying something really bad.
I love these. I love that you don't pre-read stories. That's probably my
what
favorite
does that
part
mean?
About this whole thing. You're married. We'll talk about it.
Should I ask my husband?
Yes, ask him. Go to Kelly and be like, hey, Kelly, Sookie Sookie now?
What would the appropriate response be?
I just thought that was a new dance move.
There you go. There you go. Some could call it that. Amazing. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. You could check out the story there and let us know. Does the punishment fit the crime? Incredible.
There you go.
Incredible. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
It is
Wednesday morning, which means it's time for traffic.
Double left lane closure, Wyoming at Paseo, as well as construction work right near there, San Antonio at Wyoming. Road construction right lane closed, Lomas between San Pedro and Louisiana. There's median work. Careful over there. Central between Eubank and Elizabeth, as well as the usual construction work on I-40 between Unser and Coors, and maybe a few other things, which are not listed on this website. So there you go. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic sponsored by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus. Traffic looking amazing in the Nob Hill area. So today at noon, make sure you stop down by the Lobo Theater on Central and Richmond. And pick up the latest static decal, static paper, and possibly some CDs will be given away.
Yep.
We'll be broadcasting live out there from noon to 1 in the AM. In the APM.
In the PM.
In the PM.
Yeah.
We'll be there at the AM to set up.
And then we'll also
and then we'll
be
hang
there
out there
in
through
the
to the PM. Longest day ever.
Yeah.
Longest hour of my life. Something like that.
I don't know what you're saying. I don't think you know what you're saying right
All
now.
All right, fine.
Next.
All right. So it's July 11th, 7-Eleven, which is actually, I guess, used to be Slurpee Day. I don't know if they still do that.
Yeah, no, they do. Remember, you made me put it in my calendar a few weeks ago.
It is the dumbest idea in the universe. Let me just save everybody some time. Slurpees, usually on 7-Eleven, they're like, hey, National Slurpee Day, let's celebrate by giving away Slurpees.
Yeah.
And then they give away the little, like, teacup-sized ones.
That's not a Slurpee.
Which normally would cost, like, 49 cents. Or you could wait in line for 3 hours for like a shot of Slurpee.
That's dumb.
That is dumb.
Just buy a Slurpee on a normal day for 99 cents.
Oh, really? Because you know the price? Please tell us more, 7-Eleven employee.
Well, I'm okay. You want me to?
No!
They have the Coca-Cola kind.
Non-com!
I don't know the prices.
It's July 11th. Some good people born on this day. Some good people. Like Richie Sambora. Anyone? No?
Nope.
Richie Sambora?
Will's in the background saying no.
Richie Sambora?
Is he baseball?
No. Anyone?
Is he football?
Richie Sambora?
Is he a sport?
Richie Sambora.
Is he an actor?
Nope.
Is anyone? He a singer?
Nothing.
Who the heck is Richie Sambora? Really?
Richie Sambora.
Okay, cool.
Lead guitarist of Bon Jovi.
Oh.
Ex-husband of Heather Locklear.
Oh, I know her.
Yeah, see, of course.
Okay.
How old do you think he is?
52.
Wow! 53.
Dang.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, you know.
I thought you were going to say like 80 since he's before your time. Because before your time, everybody's like 1,000 years old.
Before my time?
Before
so
your
you're
time.
Like 1,000 years old?
Yeah, you treat me like that. So I figured you were going to go there. Okay, how about this? Giorgio Armani. Today's his birthday.
His birthday?
Today's his birthday.
Does he create cologne? Is that who he is?
Well, he's the Italian fashion designer who created...
Armani.
Armani.
Okay.
He's Armani.
He's got to be 56. 42. 63.
Have you ever seen this dude?
No, I've never seen him.
Let me show you a photo. That's him.
Oh, he's got to be like 84.
He's 78.
Okay.
He's 78.
Now I've done it. It's disgraceful. That's what that is.
Yeah. It's pretty terrible. You did a really bad job on that one. Wow.
I didn't know how old Armani was.
That's okay. Apparently you didn't even know who Armani was.
Well, I figured.
So that's okay. Also today, Michael Rosenbaum, he turns 40. He played Lex Luthor on Smallville, and that's about it.
There's nobody else? Let me see.
No, well, I mean, for his career.
Oh.
He's done some cool stuff.
Oh, okay.
It was really sad. He was on a great show called Breaking in the first season, and then he went on to do another show and then couldn't come back for season two. I hate it when that happens.
Yeah.
You have to get, like, different actors.
Yeah.
Like New Girl. With Zoe?
Yeah. She's not there anymore?
Well, of course she's there, but like, the wait, dude that played Coach in the pilot episode was not the same dude in the second episode.
That's so weird.
It was awful.
But usually people don't notice.
Made me sad. Made me sad.
Anybody else's birthday?
John Quincy Adams today is his birthday.
Well,
he was the sixth president of the United States.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's kind of not alive.
No, he's totally alive. How old do you think he is?
Well, I'm going to say he's 200.
That's close. He was born in 1767, so he's just a couple hundred years old. He's like Yoda.
Oh, okay.
He gets better with age. Actually, Yoda did not get better with age because he went from like super awesome like CGI.
Yeah.
And flipping around doing lightsaber fight duel things.
Like the older ones?
To the puppet who could barely walk and they had to use a backpack to carry him around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the funniest thing. I've seen those.
Keep in mind, when he was carrying around in a backpack, he was like 800.
He was 900. 900, Will, you have Star Wars tattoos.
When he died, yeah, but...
When 900-year-olds you become, look as good you will not. Booyah! Return of the Jedi.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Yeah, yeah. Which is why those movies drive me insane if we're talking about prequels.
I think
because
it's
stupid.
Funny.
Because it's like, okay, he's like old and dying in Return of the Jedi because he's 900, but in the prequels, he's like jumping around and dancing, and it's like, dude, he's like 860.
Yeah, what, yeah.
Like, it's not like
900 years earlier.
860 to 900, man. Those are the decline years.
Mm. Yeah, when I saw, that's one of the parts I remember about that movies.
Yeah.
When I saw him on the backpack, I just started laughing so hard that I almost started crying because it was so funny to me.
It's not
funny. Because it was hilarious.
Serious.
Because it looks so...
It was Jedi training. It was so real. It was realistic looking.
Yeah. But it made me understand all those backpacks that have Yoda on them.
Yeah. There you go.
I get it now.
It's training on. What's the name of the planet he was training on? Starts with a D. Ends with an Agabah.
Megabah.
Megabah.
I was just adding...
Starts with a D and ends with an Agabah.
Dagabah.
Megabah. Yes. Good
I said Dal Megabah. I
you
was adding stuff in...
brilliant
the...
human being in this studio.
I really am.
Yeah.
Well, it was called Dagabah until Dell Computer bought it out and then now...
Dal,
what?
Dal Megabah.
Dal Megabah.
Dal Megabah. Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah. It's like we were talking the other day, like new stadiums, like Sports Authority Field.
Dell took it over.
Mm-hmm. They bought Dagobah.
Sports Authority Field.
Well, I have
stadium.
I have the Star Wars version of Monopoly, and Dagobah is the like really lame first two spots on the map.
What?
Really?
That should be like Park Place, right?
$60.
No way, dude. Who's... That's Coruscant.
Yeah.
Oh,
is
really?
It? Mm. What? I'm a nerd.
What about croissants?
Croissants.
Croissants. Buttered bread. It's French.
Completely different.
Croissant. Do they make croissants?
Ice planet. Four letters. Starts with an H.
Dude, you give her way too many clues.
Ice planet. Starts with an H.
Yeah. Come on, you can do it. Come on. You're in a room with two people who have Darth Vader tattoos.
I know.
We talk about this regularly.
I really think that it'd be funny if I went and got a Darth Vader tattoo.
Oh, I would be very upset. No!
It'd be hilarious, right on my neck.
Because you're Darth Vader.
Exactly.
You're rocking the faders now. Huh? You can do it.
Ice
planet starts with an H.
Hall.
Hall.
My last name is the ice planet.
Yeah. Harl.
I like, yes, that's it. You got it.
Really?
Harl? It was Harl. That's amazing. Did you just guess that? Yeah, it's Hoth. No, it's Hoth. It is not Harl. Harl's Jr.? What do you think?
It's going to always be Harl to me because you gave me the right, though. Yeah. Oh.
No, that was very, very wrong.
Harl. Hoth? Why would I be able to guess that? Please tell me. Why would I be able to guess that?
I'm just assuming.
Where's Jar Jar Binks from?
Ooh. The
planet.
Galactica. Mm?
Starts with an N. Ends with a boo.
Naboo.
Hey! I'm giving you way too many clues. Luke Skywalker
is from Earth.
No.
Because he went, he went to a planet far, far, a galaxy far, far away after he went, was in, at Earth.
He's not from Earth.
Then why are there so many people dressed up as him?
Here?
Well, yeah, always. Always.
What?
I don't know. I don't know anything about Star Wars. Are you kidding me? Where is he from?
Tatooine.
Tatooine.
Well, technically, actually, he wasn't born there, but that's where... I'm just kidding. That's where they took him after his mom died so that they could
hide him. Who his aunt and uncle.
Oh, yeah, because he's sisters with... What's her face?
He's sisters.
Yes. Brother and sister. He's siblings.
He's related to Princess Leia. Yes. Yeah. That he totally, like, almost makes out with in the first two. Yeah.
Like, didn't that actually
happen? Just to make Han jealous. Yeah. Totally normal. Thinking about this, my kids are never watching Star Wars again. ever again.
Yeah. It's kind of scary, too. So.
We're going to play some music.
You're a little depressed right now.
Kind of am.
It's okay.
Wow. Before Their Eyes, song's called Sing to Me. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
And touch things.
Johnny Cash, personal Jesus. Welcome to Static. It is Steve-O and Mitch in the morning. And, 9 o'clock hour.
And, yeah.
It is the 9 o'clock hour. And don't forget, today at noon, we're going to be out at Richmond and Central in front of the Lobo Theater, broadcasting live, hanging out, and decaling your car.
Yes.
We got new Static decals. We're going to be slapping them on your car. And
not like literally, because we want them to look nice.
Yeah, that's why we got like window cleaner, and we're gonna make it look shiny and awesome.
It's gonna look great.
Yeah, dude. We also have some CDs we're gonna be giving away. Got some cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And what's not?
Yeah,
it's going down today at noon out front of the Lobo Theater. Just look for the huge Static van, and I'm excited.
Unless, like you said earlier, unless we're parked on the wrong side,
right?
And then you just see the K and KT sign.
Yeah, but I'm not. Yeah. It'll be parked on the right.
It'll be parked on the right side. Don't worry.
I promise.
That's a funny joke.
Hey, so I realize you're like 17, and so haven't had a chance yet.
17 plus 7, right?
So you obviously haven't had like a class reunion yet.
Not yet, but I don't... Okay, go ahead.
Are you going to go to one?
No.
Why?
Why would I want to go back to that?
I don't go to mine. I'll tell you that right now.
I don't think
I went
I'd
to my wife's, and I think it was funny because I knew just as many people as she did, and we went to completely different schools.
That's funny. Yeah, no, literally, I don't want to go to mine. I just don't want to get sucked back into. No.
No.
Uh-uh.
You don't want to get sucked back into that life. You don't. You
Not that
wanna,
life.
You wouldn't want to show up and be like, "Look at me!
Look how amazing I am!" No
life.
No,
it's
I just.
Awesome.
I'm afraid. Okay,
I'm in radio now.
I'm afraid of getting stuck at that in that place, like. The town. Because I feel like once you're there, you never leave.
It's small town. You came from a small town.
Yes.
And small town, I think, is different. Because my wife, she went to a private school, so for their reunion, there was like 40 people.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
I'm assuming that's going to be how many people are showing up
class.
To this, too.
That's not even how many people were there. I'm talking like graduating class was really small.
Oh, okay.
Because it's like private school, so I don't know how many really.
We only had like 400.
400 graduating class?
Yeah.
That's a big graduating class.
Not really if you go to like...
For a small town?
Okay.
That's huge for a small
town.
Maybe
we were just all bored and we had to stay in school.
Yeah, truth. At least you guys... Yeah. So I did not go to mine.
Okay.
Not because of, I don't know, kind of the similar reasons of, I don't want to go back there because I was a different person in high school, that's for
sure. Right.
And maybe it's one of those, hey, you should go back, though. Because anytime I run into friends from high school, I get to hang out with them, rap with them, talk about our lives, talk about what's going on, what God has done in my life, and, mm-hmm. and what he has pulled me out of and where I am now, you know? And,
right.
So that's always fun. But, man, apparently it's not always peaches and roses and awesomeness
cream?
When you go back to, I
peaches
guess, I don't know.
Cream?
What goes good with peaches?
Well, there was that song back in the day, Peaches and Cream.
Okay.
But so, I don't know if that... I've never tried it, so...
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. You know.
20 years after this guy claims to have been bullied in high school, a man allegedly threatened vengeance on his classmates at his high school reunion. I don't know that that's necessarily the best way to get attention.
No.
Jason Carroll Moss, 38 years old, was released on a personal reconnaissance.
Reconnaissance.
Recognizance.
Okay.
Love that word. Great word. He was released early Saturday, hours after he was charged with harassment.
Ugh.
He's accused of posting a harassing message on the social network page of Facebook for the John Marshall High School Class of 92 reunion.
Dang.
It was held this last week, and according to the arrest warrant affidavit, this is what he posted on Facebook. Quote, I stayed away from graduation at the time because I would have started the Columbine shootings early.
That's so scary.
I was picked on and bullied by a bunch of you when I went to school, and I wanted to kill everyone that hurt me. I'm still seeking vengeance on all those who bullied and harassed me when I was growing up or went to school. You people don't know what you did to me. End quote. He posted that on the Class of 92 reunion Facebook page. Yeah. The post was reported to San Antonio police, who then spoke to Moss. He allegedly confessed to the post and said he'd made the comment because he didn't want to be picked on during the 20-year class reunion. And he was planning on going, and he just wanted to make sure people didn't pick on him. So he was kind of threatening. He didn't have any guns or anything like that on him. People obviously were alarmed by the post and were rethinking attending the reunion. So he was arrested without incident on Friday evening, spent the night in jail.
Just so you can miss the...
As the reunion kicked off. And so, missed the reunion. But, no guns, no weapons of any kind, no plans of attack at his home. He was just basically saddened and still hurt by the people bullying him in high school and wanted them to be aware that, hey, I'm going to be there, so don't pick on me because I'll have a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not the best approach.
No, especially since
I'm thinking
he didn't even get to the reunion.
But what's crazy is looking at the story 20 years later, it's his 20-year reunion, and he's holding on to bitterness and anger and rage. And dude, bullies suck and can absolutely hurt and destroy, and not taking away from bullying. But what's crazy is harboring that and hanging on to that bitterness for 20 years.
It strengthens.
Oh, dude. Yeah. As you let it fester and grow and you feed that bitterness, it just gets worse and worse and worse. So I've got an idea.
Okay.
I've got a really good idea.
Okay.
It's the 9 o'clock hour, you know.
Yeah.
And this is usually the busiest hour.
Yeah.
505-338-3700, the phone number. What do you need to let go of?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's time we let go of some things.
Okay.
I was actually picked on in high school.
Were you?
I was bullied. In fact, in middle school, super bullied by this one dude in particular. And I was at a gas station a few weeks ago, walked inside because my card wasn't working. And I was like, oh, frustrated because the debit card thingy wasn't working in the gas station. So I'm like, so I go inside already frustrated and at the counter,
working.
Yeah. And I didn't say a word. I waited to see if he recognized me, had no clue who I was. So I was like, cool. And I walked out. Is it sad that I walked out like,
oh,
that's where you were.
That's messed up.
I know. But that's what it does to you, right?
Yeah.
And so so this is it. Here it is. This is your chance. You can be anonymous. You can say whatever you want. But it's time to let some things go. Because obviously when you harbor that for so long, it's disgusting. And it festers. And it just gets nasty. And the Bible talks clearly, man, about confessing your sin. Not just because you need that redemption and forgiveness. But when you hold on to that bitterness, when you hold on to those hurts in your life and you're not willing to forgive others, man, the Bible says that by the measure you use to forgive others, that's how you're going to be judged. By the measure you use to judge someone, that's going to be judged back to you. So harboring that bitterness and that frustration, man, I don't care what it is. Let it go.
There it is. Yeah, I was picked on mostly in middle school because in high school I put up a wall and I literally just stayed in a few buildings and didn't go anywhere else.
Right.
But middle school was difficult. And I feel like if I ever saw any of those people again, I would think really terrible things about them. Really terrible things. And I wouldn't want to say
awful.
Hi. But it's crazy because as you've experienced and so have I, we change after high school. Like, I don't think I'm a completely different person.
Yeah, not everyone does though.
Right.
I've run into friends, you know, who come into town or who, you know, are still here who you run into and it's like, bro, we're rocking a kegger at my pad this weekend, man. We should da 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 da. I'm like,
wife and kids.
Yeah, no. Oh, no. Okay. What about? No. Oh, that's how you. Okay. right on.
Yeah.
You know? And so not everyone does.
Right.
I don't want to say evolve, but change, grow,
yeah,
mature. I still have a lot of room to grow. But, yeah, it's interesting when you run into people from the past. And it's amazing because when you harbor that bitterness, you can, like me, when I walked into the gas station, my face, like, got red. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you get that warm, like, my ears are burning right now.
Yeah.
Because it's like, man, you have no idea what that was like, you know, 15 years ago for me.
Do you,
picking on me.
So you waited for this guy to see if he would notice you, but he didn't. Yeah, so you didn't say anything.
I didn't.
But when you see someone from high school, is it like an immediate, like, oh, avoid them, went to high school, don't want to talk?
Nah.
Or is it,
I don't know,
like, see if they notice.
Yeah.
And they probably do, but they're just ignoring you as well.
I'll say hi. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'll say what's up.
Will you say, hey, but not be like,
hey, how are you?
Totally graduated together.
What's going on? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been forever. So How's it going?
Should I Facebook this? Bitterness, have any?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, a man is accused of threatening classmates 20 years after graduation because he held on to that bitterness for so long and said, you know what? I'm tired of being bullied. I'm tired of being picked on. Wanted to go to his reunion and decided, okay, I'm going to let these people know ahead of time that I'm coming with vengeance, and posted on his Facebook page, or rather on the high school's class reunion Facebook page, quote, I stayed away from graduation at the time because I would have started the Columbine shootings early. I was picked on and bullied by a bunch of you when I went to school, and I wanted to kill everyone that hurt me. I'm still seeking vengeance on all those who bullied and harassed me when I was growing up or went to school with. You people don't know what you did to me, end quote. And I mean, what's crazy is then the police came and obviously picked him up, and he spent the evening in jail, but didn't have any guns, didn't own any weapons, and turned out like he was just tired of being picked on. And so he had this hollow threat because he wanted to go and enjoy the reunion, but he was nervous that he was still going to be picked on.
Yeah.
Which is just so sad, you know? So it's like, hey, let's get it out. It's okay. Let it go. Because if you don't, it's going to fester. It's going to just spoil everything inside of you. My pastor actually is going through a series right now on bitterness.
Hmm.
You can check it out at the website, westernheightsag.org, actually. And it's his Wednesday night series right now. And that's it. Because, man, if you let it take control and own you, it just festers and grows, and it's nasty. So let it out.
It's seriously like a bacteria. I know, just because when you this is a small, I don't know, it, if you get in an argument with your spouse, like with my husband, and I decide in my mind I'm not going to let this go,
mm-hmm,
it gets harder and harder and harder every moment to let it go.
Yeah.
Because I'm convincing myself that if I let it go, then where's my point?
Yeah.
Where's justice?
Well, you don't usually have the point. He's usually right. And so you do need to just let it go.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Anyway.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's time to let it go. We'll be your Dr. Phil this morning.
Yeah.
So just let it go.
But we're a lot cooler.
There you I don't know. We don't have a cool accent, so I don't know.
Does he have an accent?
Yeah.
It's culture shock. For more, log on to mystaticradio.com.
Well, there is the usual construction on I-40 between Unser and Coors, as well as double left lane closure, Wyoming at Paseo, and construction work at San Antonio and Wyoming. Road construction, more of that. Right lane closed, Lomas between San Pedro and Louisiana, as well as median work on Central between Eubank and Elizabeth. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Phone number 505-338-3669. Rockin' coffee and burritos.
Yes.
And sandwiches.
Yes.
And lots of yumminess.
And more.
And there it is.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if you'd like to sponsor traffic, give us a call. 344-9146, or you can email us studio@mystaticradio.com. Maybe you're a local business wanting to know how you can help the ministry. That's a great way. Sponsor us. Support us.
Mm-hmm.
Help Static Radio keep the music and the message of Jesus Christ going. So
that would be great.
That would be great. Hey, and speaking of cool people that help us out, we're going to be out at the Lobo Theater hanging out.
Uh-huh.
We'll be there this afternoon from noon to 1, rocking a sticker stop on the corner of Richmond and Central, and It's exciting. All of a sudden, the phone lines. Hello, Static.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, man. How you doing?
Good. And the topic of just let it go.
Yeah,
always,
man.
Always brings me back to that thing that says it really stems from unforgiveness.
Yeah.
And, and it says unforgiveness is like drinking poison, hoping that the other person gets sick.
Yeah.
You know, so it's true. Like you keep harboring it in, hoping you're affecting them, but nobody cares.
Right.
Unforgiveness is real. I mean, forgiveness is really for yourself. You know, when you can just let it go, you don't have to carry that burden anymore.
Yeah, man.
So there it is. Maybe I'll see you guys today at that backpack drive.
That'd yes, cool. There it is.
Talk to you later.
All right, man. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Yeah, we were talking before the break about a man who was accused of threatening classmates before his 20-year reunion. 20 years after he claims to have been bullied in high school, he threatened vengeance on his classmates on his high school reunion's Facebook page, saying, quote, "Stayed away from graduation at the time because I would have started the Columbine shootings early. I was picked on and bullied by a bunch of you when I went to school, and I wanted to kill everyone that hurt me." Those are deep, hurting words.
Yeah, that's not a joke. That you can obviously tell that I don't want to say issues. Well, I guess he does. Unforgiving. Unforgiving.
I don't want to say he has problems. He was just threatening to kill people. But, I mean, you never know. He could be a nice guy.
He could be pretty nice to those who weren't mean to him.
Wow. Wow. So he spent the evening in jail, missed out on the reunion. He didn't have any weapons or anything on him. He had said that he just wanted to go to his reunion without being fearful of being picked on during the reunion because he was regularly picked on. So we got onto the topic of bitterness and harboring that and what it can do to you. And if you need to let something go, we'll be your Dr. Phil this morning.
We can do that.
Yeah, 505-338-3700 is the phone number. Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. You know, when I was in middle school, I totally got bullied.
Yeah.
I did. I still remember. I mean, it was clever and crafty, but when I was new in a new school, I totally got the, "Hey, we're talking to you, so that somebody else could come up behind me and go, whoop, with my, yeah.
That's so sad.
With my shorts, yeah.
Your shorts?
Yeah.
Man, why was that such an option? Like, how did, I don't understand.
Right. I don't understand. Because bullies are stupid,
yeah.
And it was hilarious to them to see me in all my glory. I don't know. You're asking me to like think logically about why a bully does stupid things.
See, I had a lot of people bullied me as well. Not really bad, just because I.
Well, with a name like Mitch, I'm just kidding.
Right? Tell me about it. I mean, it doesn't happen anymore or anything.
Right, right. Totally not anymore.
But on the flip side, I have to wonder who have I hurt?
Right.
In the past. Like, I've wondered, who have I really scarred with the things that I've said in my moment of, I hate you so much?
Right.
So.
Well, the Bible talks clearly about our tongue, you know, like trying to tame that thing because it is a weapon of destruction.
Yeah.
And see, and for me, you're right. Bringing that up on the flip side, that was what I was always the scrawny little dude.
So you had
but
to have
I was
a mouth.
Really witty with words. I was hilarious to me.
Yeah.
At the expense of everyone around me, especially when people would, you know, start acting like an idiot and like, you know, tough and wanting to fight. And then, then came the words from me, which usually got me my face kicked in because I usually ended up, losing. Because I was great with words, but not so much with the fists.
Yeah.
So.
Were you a fast runner?
Oh, no. We can't run because then you just get picked on more.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay, so, Captain America.
What?
Oh. Got it? Because he was.
Yeah.
Just saw that movie.
Thanks.
Got it. JD on Facebook, he says, "I was bullied from third grade through eighth grade. I've been beaten up, ears flicked to the point it no longer hurts anymore, thrown into a crowd of cheerleaders, legs spread and rammed into a flagpole. The list goes on and on. The only way I've found is just to plainly forgive them. That and when going into high school, my bullies realize they aren't so tough anymore when there are dudes twice their size."
Yeah.
Ooh.
See, dude, my dad was 6'5".
Mm-hmm.
240, big dude.
Yeah.
But he shot up senior year of high school. So he was like, he shot up a foot. Yeah.
Ouch.
And so he was always picked on right up until senior year of high school and then was like, hi, you know? I was always waiting for that. Unfortunately, got my mother's super awesome 5'2 Spanish jeans.
So, you're not 5'2".
I'm not 5'2", thankfully. I'm like right in the middle of 5'2 and 6'5". So it's like, oh, sweet.
Right in the middle of that.
Thanks. But you're right. Talking about the tongue, man, I think of James chapter 3 immediately. And it talks about these bridles, putting these bridles to the horse. You know, if we put bits into the mouths of horses so that they obey us, it guides their whole body. This mm-hmm. little piece guides the entire horse, yeah. you know. It says, look at the ships also. Though they are so large, they're driven by strong winds. They're guided by a very small rudder wherever the will of the pilot directs. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things. How great a forest is set ablaze by such a small fire.
Right.
And the tongue is a fire. It talks about, man, taming that is really difficult. Especially for, I'll tell you, that's the biggest thing for me. That's the biggest hardship.
Even to
is
now?
Like the brain to mouth filter of, maybe I shouldn't say that. This would be really hilarious.
Or is there even
to me, but maybe not to the people around me. So
is there even that time where it's like the brain didn't even know that it was going to the mouth?
Well, you know, I mean, there are still times where, you know, just a couple weeks ago in Shock Therapy Live, I was talking about something like, blech, just creeping me out. And I said, it gave me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah.
I had no idea what that meant. And so we actually had a listener chime in and say, hey, guys, it actually is, that's a word that was used to, you know, talking about the Hebrew Jews. And it was a very derogatory term. And it's like, wow,
we didn't all know right. that.
Gotta remove that from the vocab.
Yeah.
Had no clue.
Right.
So, yeah. Yeah. We're talking about bitterness and the tongue and what it can do. So if you've got some bitterness, feel free to use your tongue to let it go, man, to let it out. And we're doing so on Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. What do we got?
I actually got more of like a testimony. Matt says, my 10-year reunion was interesting. Some people I didn't like in high school became close friends, and some of the popular kids are now bitter adults.
Yeah, it's interesting because once you get out of the high school hierarchy,
mm-hmm.
it's like, well,
it's
what
over.
Did you do? Yeah, it's over. It's done with. And sometimes those that were so popular and so, you know, check me out, party life, and now what are they doing? Like I said, the bully that I ran into, not to boast, but it's like, ran into this bully who was like the super popular jock, you know, like, hey, everybody loves me,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going in to pay for gas a couple weeks ago, and dude's rocking it there, you know, and it's like, man, and part of me wishes I had said, hey, man, do you remember me? How are you? And I didn't. I just shut my mouth because it was yeah. like, in that moment, I had no words because
it caught you off guard.
Yeah,
too.
but then conviction comes over me like, man, and do we really see people the way Jesus sees people? Because
yeah.
he loves everyone. He loved everyone so much that he came to this earth to die for all of us. You
yeah.
know what I mean? And so when our heart doesn't break for the things that breaks the heart of God, it's like, man, there's a problem here, and we need to realign ourselves because we see these people, and no matter how hurt you were, how wronged you were, people are hurting and dying every single day. And man, I was talking to my good friend Jeff Gilbert, who is moving out to California. He's a pastor at Calvary Chapel Golden Springs with Pastor Raul Reese out there, and him and Raul were talking about the fact that there are literally millions of kids these days who are steered in the wrong direction, mm-hmm. who live for that high school attitude, who live for that popularity contest, who live for these things, who are out drinking and partying and going home and not waking up, and they are spending eternity in hell. Currently, there are people who have fallen asleep, not in Christ.
Yeah.
And what are we doing to change that? And if we're not, if we're harboring that bitterness instead of sharing that life, that love,
yeah.
That redemption in Jesus, man. So
and even as JD said, he says it's just plainly forgive them. And how do you do that? With love.
Yeah,
like the Bible says love covers a multitude of sins.
Absolutely.
And that not only your sins, but those people who have wronged you.
Yeah.
And so that's the first step to forgiveness, is just love.
Yeah.
And
oh, but it's so hard.
It really
when
is.
When people are jerk faces and don't care, and you're like, ma'am, I got to let this go. And then you see them again, and they're still just harboring and don't care.
Because you want justice.
Slanderous, hurtful things. And you want, yeah, you want that justice. But that's when you go to God.
Yeah.
One of my favorite quotes from a cool pastor, Dave Rao, he said this a long time ago here at Calvary. And I wrote it in my Bible because I loved it. He says, it's easier to plead with God about man than it is to plead with man about God. Mm. And so there are times where it's like, but I want that justice. And instead of like crying out there, man, you go to God, because David cried out in the Psalms all day long, man, Lord, melt my enemy's teeth, you know? Yeah. And so crying out to God in that way, there's a difference between that and just harboring it and wishing hateful things upon mm-hmm. someone, you know? So take it to the foot of the cross, man, because yeah. all things are laid bare there. It's all equal playing field. It's all evened out at the foot of the cross. And so, yeah.
Prayer.
Yeah, man.
Definitely.
We got to take a quick break, but coming right back, we got some Under Oath. We got some Josh Garrels and more from your thoughts and comments. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
You haven't heard it? You mean to tell me that you haven't heard it?
No, I haven't heard it. Here, play it. It's really terrific when you hear it.
Yep.
I'd say it's pretty wonderful.
9:46 now. It is Wednesday.
It is.
Which means sticker stop day. We're going to be out at Richmond and Central from noon to 1 in front of the Lobo Theater with the Static Radio van. Going to be stickering cars, and we'll hook you up with a decal and a static paper. Got some CDs that we're going to be giving away, so make sure you come say hi to us.
Yeah.
We'll be kicking it. It's going to be fun.
Just chilling.
I'm excited. Fun show this morning.
Yeah.
A little interesting.
Very.
Kind of crazy.
Kind of very different.
Ended on a serious note. I kind of like that.
Okay.
So we're pretty much done, but we're talking about this dude who has been harboring this crazy bitterness for the last 20 years over bullies and the way he went about exacting revenge. Probably not the smartest way in the universe.
No, he definitely still just has a lot of bitterness.
Yeah. So if you missed part of the show, MyStaticRadio.com/mornings. You can podcast us, check us out, and I liked what Little Bit had to say on our Facebook page.
Want me to read the whole thing?
Sure.
Okay, she says, agree that the guy may have some issues and perhaps acting like a jerk in school was what warranted the bullying, but who knows? I'm certainly no saint. I was bullied by a kid down the street quite a bit. One day, he waited for me while hiding, and this neighbor boy grabbed me and shoved a worm in my mouth. I was about 7 or so. Anyway, I can't imagine holding something for so long. I would be a liar if I said I've never harbored bitterness. However, the point I believe is pertinent to mention is to pertinent. Whoa.
The point I believe that's pertinent to mention is
that I have to go constantly. That I have to constantly go with God, because on my own, well, I suck. I get what Steve-O says about the har-har attitude, and yes, I have done it. Not so much now, but it takes work all the time to pray for those who have persecuted me throughout my life.
Yeah.
I know I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen, man. It's not in our own strength, because, man, left to our own devices, we suck, and we're not necessarily nice individuals.
Right.
You know? And
we were just
so,
talking about that off air.
We really were. It's still, there are some days where it's so easy to love others. There's some days where it's so easy to just be who we are called to be as Christians, to turn that other cheek, to love someone who is in need, to give someone a drink who is thirsty, you know? A soft answer turns away wrath, the Bible says.
Yeah.
And doing those things some days are actually pretty easy, because we are not in our own strength, we're in God's. But then we get tired, then we get frustrated, then we have days where it's not so easy, because you pour out and then you need to be refilled. And if we don't constantly go back to the Word, if we don't constantly go back to the source, if we don't constantly go back to Christ, then there's going to be those days where it's really difficult.
And that's interesting, because yesterday on the show we had Sunny from POD.
Yeah.
And he was talking about being a little Christ.
Yeah.
And that's how we want to identify ourselves. That's going to take a lot. Because Christians these days, he said, are lazy. They
fat,
sit around and they do nothing. And they just take that as a label as Christians.
Yeah.
But no, Christian means little Christ, which means that we need to be stepping up and doing and acting as Christ did.
Absolutely. If you missed that interview, absolutely fantastic interview.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
It was a really good, it's like 10 minutes long.
Yeah.
So good.
It was great. You can catch it at mystaticradio.com under the media section. It is the latest interview, and a great one with Sonny Sandoval from POD, new record out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got a chance to talk with him for a minute, and it's an off the cuff interview because he wasn't planning on it. We weren't planning on it. But we had just gotten to talking about the new record and stuff, and he called up the show, and I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved every second of it.
It was very cool to hear firsthand.
Yeah, so get to mystaticradio.com. You can find the interview with Sonny. You can also grab the podcast of the show if you missed it. And please join us today from noon to 1 out on the corner of Richmond and Central.
Got
we'll
some
be
stuff.
Hanging out.
Yeah.
This is going to be fun.
I think so.
I'm excited.
good.
Can't complain.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah. It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. We're halfway through the week.
Yay, right Woo! There. All right. We got decals. We've got static papers and CDs we'll be giving away today at the Sticker Stop from noon to 1 on the corner of Richmond and Central. We're out.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Leave you with some U2.
Peace.